discussing emunah, and we're on principle number 8, talking about 10 different types of emunah, and we got to number 3 on page 14. 3. Emunah that transcends the ego. Striving to attain emunah in God is motivated by one of two intentions: wanting to get or wanting to give. Our desire for emunah can be completely self-serving, as having emunah makes us feel good. The desire for emunah can also be motivated by hoping to be rewarded by God, either in this life or the afterlife. When the desire for emunah is for self-serving reasons, the emunah is not actually focused on God, but rather on ourselves. The focus is on the gift and not the giver of the gift. The desire for emunah in its higher manifestation is rooted in wanting to act in a way that is appropriate to the gloriousness of God. The desire for emunah is motivated by wanting to be in a state of divine service, a state of giving. The focus is not on what we can get from God, but rather on attaining love for God. This is emunah that transcends the ego. So, having emunah that everything that's going on is the process of divine goodness becoming revealed to all of us is the most wondrous thing that could be. So if we actually have emunah that everything that's going on is the process of divine goodness becoming revealed to all of us, infinite boundless goodness, which is what to be joyful about. So having emunah is a state of joyfulness. The deeper the emunah, the higher the level of joyfulness. But if all of our working to attain emunah is just to attain that state of joyfulness, so all of that emunah that we're working on is in a direction of serving ourselves. The Kabbalah is trying to guide us that we're trying to attain a state of wanting to be in divine service, in a state of loving God, in a state of giving. Now, the source of reality doesn't need anything. It's all for us. But if we're in that state of giving and service, so we learn that that's the will enable us to come into union with God and experience the goodness. So the first level we have to reach is a state of wanting to be in a state of giving and loving and divine service. So what we're trying to attain in the emunah is the emunah in God's goodness and exaltedness that inspires us to want in this moment to be in a state of service, in a state of giving. Because the more that we can raise the higher levels of emunah, that the source of reality is only giving and so exalted, the more that we then want to be in a state of giving. The same way that we're in the presence of somebody who's so important, it would be a great pleasure to be of service to that person. So how much, a million times more so, if we could realize that we're in the presence of God in this very moment, it would be a pleasure to be of service in any way that we could. A lot of our spiritual work is trying to actually realize that in this very moment, we're in the presence of God, which is not something outside of ourselves, but is within, inside of ourselves. So he's saying here that as we're working on emunah, he's giving us the insight that in what direction of emunah are we working on? Are we working on emunah that's just trying to serve our own interests? That, oh, God's running the world, everything's process of infinite goodness coming out, there's nothing I actually need to do, and just be thankful to release ourselves of anything that we're here to do? Or is it the opposite? Are we trying to gain higher levels of emunah so that we can realize the exaltedness of the divine presence that we're in to inspire us to be working to be in that place of giving and service to the highest level that we can? there's a verse in the Torah that says, "Ein od milavado," that there's nothing but God. That's a level of emunah, that's realizing that everything going on is the process of divine goodness becoming revealed to all of us, that everything going on in the world right now is divinely orchestrated to the nth degree to help us become ready for the goodness, and that everything is so good we can't even dream of it. Ein od milavado, there's nothing but God. Very high level of emunah. Now we have, it discusses in the Kabbalah, an angel by the name of Izevel. Angels in the Kabbalah are not like we see in paintings, like paintings of angels with wings like that. There's a lot of angels that are talked about in the holy books. The angels represent states of consciousness that are within ourselves. Every name of an angel is a code for what aspect of consciousness that angel is discussing. That's angels have wings, but not like the wings of like we would see an angel in a painting. On a very simple level, like an angel that has two wings. So one of the wings is love, and the other wing is awe. And the way that we're ascending through higher aspects of consciousness is through this integration and this balance between being in a state of awe and a state of love. So just an example, that angels represent states of consciousness, and the angel's name is giving us insight into what state of consciousness that angel is about. What aspect within ourselves that's being discussed with that angel. So we're saying that we have the concept of Ein od milavado, there's nothing but God, and there's an angel, Izevel. So the name Izevel is literally two Hebrew words, Izevel. E means that it's without, there isn't, and Zevel means garbage. So this angel's name is there's no garbage. So an idea of this angel is the realization that, like Ein od milavado, there's nothing but God. There's no garbage. That everything that's going on here is all good. There's nothing actually bad. That everything is helping us in the process of becoming ready and able to experience all the goodness. That there's nothing but God. It's all good. So Ein od milavado and Izevel, they seem to mean the same thing. They're the same concept. It's all God. It's all good. But Izevel is a bad angel. So if it's the same concept, so why is Ein od milavado is considered there's nothing but God, such a high level of consciousness? And Izevel is considered a low level of consciousness. But it seems to mean the same thing. So it's what is talking about here about emunah that transcends the ego. If our emunah is just to serve ourselves, to release us from any spiritual work, it's all good, to bring me to a place of inaction, using that realization that it's all good to not do anything. So that's taking that concept in a way that's serving the ego, our desire to receive, that doesn't want to work on reaching a place of giving and love. It's using the concept that it's all good just to serve ourselves. Whereas if we're using that same concept of realizing that it's all good to inspire us to be in a place of service and giving and loving and doing for others, so then that's emunah, that's just transcending our ego. So this is a very deep concept here, that all of the emunah that we're working to attain, giving us insight into how that emunah could be in a place of serving ourselves or in a place of working to be in a state of service, state of divine service. Yeah, so we'll continue with this one next time.